From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A deadly crash under investigation. It happened yesterday at about 9:30 in the morning. A white sedan with one person inside was headed northbound on US 101 just south of Benbow Drive. A gray hatchback with one person was traveling southbound in the same vicinity. For reasons still under investigation, the white sedan crossed into the southbound lanes directly into the path of the gray hatchback. The sedan struck the hatchback head-on. Both vehicles came to rest, partially blocking both southbound lanes. As a result of the collision, both drivers died of their injuries, pronounced dead at the scene. They had to divert traffic for a time after the crash. A Fortuna teen is being held over to answer charges in connection with making threats against members of a youth church group. The decision coming down from a judge at a preliminary hearing for 18-year-old Sean Allman. Prosecutors say Allman sent the messages on June 13th and 14th to eight members of a high school age group that plan to visit Humboldt County and camp at HSU. Lost Coast Outpost quoting testimony from the hearing indicating that Allman was obsessed with mass shootings and the people who committed them, particularly Eric Harris, one of two teens responsible for the massacre at Columbine High School in Colorado. Late Tuesday, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies called to a business on the 1600 block of Myrtle Avenue in Eureka for the report of a robbery in progress with shots fired. Upon arrival, they made contact with the store owner who said just prior to deputies getting there, a woman entered the business and inquired about selling baseball cards. As the owner was completing the transaction, an unknown man entered the business and tried to steal the business's money drawer. A struggle ensued between the store owner and the male suspect. At some point during the altercation, the store owner discharged a concealed firearm one time. The suspects then reportedly took off on foot without the money drawer. They're now trying to locate the suspects. The man has a dark complexion, 5 feet 8 inches tall to 6 feet tall, medium build, wearing dark pants, dark thermal-type long-sleeve shirt, and a dark baseball cap with a white mask over his nose and mouth. Also, the white female adult, about 5'7", heavy build, black hair, wearing a purple jacket and blue jeans. St. Rivers Charter High School and Arcata High School unveiling outdoor education renovations completed by HSU engineering students. Event celebrating partnerships between both high schools and HSU. Four student teams from HSU instructor Lonnie Grafman's engineering class worked closely with students and teachers, community members, to improve the campus shared by both high schools. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.